Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Joy, you see, something is already springing forth. But you see, men cannot see it. You should be able to see it. This is not the best time. This, you are not in your best level yet. Wait for God. When Caleb turned 80, his destiny took off. It's not an age thing. In Nigeria, a man was brought from prison to be president. Do you understand what we are saying? He had no money in his account. People came, come and be president. An ex-convict was brought. Excuse me, are you telling me? Do you know Professor Patu Tommy? Do you know? Excuse me, you mean in this country, the only person that can be your president is a prisoner? Listen, when God decides, Satan will agree. Yes. Don't worry about.
Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
You see, something is already springing forth. But you see, men cannot see it. You should be able to see it. This is not the best time. This, you are not in your best level yet. Wait for God. When Caleb turned 80, his destiny took off. It's not an age thing. In Nigeria, a man was brought from prison to be president. Do you understand what we are saying? He had no money in his account. People came, come and be president. An ex-convict was brought. Excuse me, are you telling me? Do you know Professor Patu Tommy? Do you know? Excuse me, you mean in this country, the only person that can be your president is a prisoner? Listen, when God decides, Satan will agree. Yes. Don't worry about Satan. Don't lose your joy. I said, when God decides, Satan will agree. Yes. They wished him dead. They did everything. The man did 8 years. They started writing letters. If he writes you a letter, you are in trouble. May God lift your head up. There is a level God will take you to. It's beyond the realm of money. It's called influence. Where your name opens the door. They will tell you, ah, sir, we didn't know you were coming. Actually, our best, we have our presidential suite is about 400,000, but sir, we didn't know. Just take it for 3 days. Huh? The power of a name. I warn you, don't say, I'm young. You see, Paul said, let no man despise your youth, but be thou an example. The problem of many of us is that even though we are praying, we somehow don't think we are qualified. And every time God looks at you, he sees his child. He doesn't see your parents. He sees his own child. The way God sees Jesus, huh? The same status, that's what you have. The only problem is that somebody's not seeing that. Ha! Lord, I see it. And I embrace it. I embrace it. It is mine. In the name of Jesus. If you believe, glorify him this morning and appreciate him. In the name of Jesus. 2 Kings chapter 13. encourage you the next few, anywhere you see me, just be ready. I'll prophesy to you. Huh? I'm in that mood. Huh? Uh-huh. The Lord said the harvest is ripe for many of you. And the Lord said the sign is will be in two things. Number one, will be open doors. Number two, he will put money in your pocket. Some of you are not wicked. It's just that you are broke. You are not wicked. People say anytime they talk, you're always front. No, it's money. Your wife will love you more if you have money. Okay, you can argue with your keeper. I don't care. If you can surprise you. Okay, she's not. I just remembered I've not taken her out since our anniversary. So just, I wanted to say if you have money, you can take your wife out. And I remembered I've not taken my wife. There's a kind of kulele you will have. Your wife will not argue with you. She just say, oh, is that what you want? Are you sure? Are you fine with that? Okay, let's do it. You don't listen to me. If someone give you advice, you don't take it. Oga, go and do something about your life. If you, this one, that your wife is always advising you, just come for prayers. Amen. You don't stay too long in that level where your wife will say, you have started again. Just. Your father Abraham. Huh? Your father Abraham went to war with 300 men against nations. He didn't lose one person. God came down to see the war. One man. Do you know what that means? That you are going through, you are going to make a presentation in a company and God decides to attend. Do you think 300 men can defeat 5 armies? People combine to destroy you. You come with only 300. Not only did you not lose anyone, you won that war. He won so much that what the king of was it Sodom, he came and said, he wants to give it. Abraham said, you don't understand. I've gone beyond this level. I've set the Lord before me. You can't give me anything. When God saw, God said, you rejected the money. Take it. Anointing. You can reject. You are growing. You are maturing. That's a level where they will beg you. Say, no, don't worry. Don't worry. Because you know there's a budget in heaven with your name. Today, I want to talk about prophetic acts. Taking prophetic acts. 2 Kings 13. Prophetic acts are stupid, but they are powerful. Verse 14. And for those of you that are online, put away that plate of food. Now Elisha was falling sick of his sickness, whereof he died. And Joash, the king of Israel, came down unto him and wept over his face and said, oh, my father. You see, the prophet is a spiritual father. This guy, this Joash, was also anointed by oil. But you see, he was not far away from his spiritual father. Know when you need to be tender. When you can actually break down and weep. Some of us are too strong for God. We are too. It's not a sign of faith. It's not really a sign. It may be a sign of stubbornness. That you don't even know when to cry. Somebody goes to a place where someone died and they just go there and say, don't worry, he's gone to be with the Lord. Who asked you that? Who asked you for all that preaching? Are we not aware of that? Allow us cry. I know you're a man of faith. But Jesus also cried when he saw Lazarus' tomb. Danla, Biko, wait outside. When we finish crying, we'll call you. Come and preach. There are times and seasons for everything. You see, that brother could not imagine that a prophet with such power could be on a bed sick. And it was obvious he was going to die. Elisha, do you know what we are talking about here? Elisha that had to hide and conceal his anointing because of the weight and the glory of that power. Ha. Elijah is sick. Ah, there's problem. Sometimes strong men can fall. When you see them, don't preach at them. Cry with them. Nobody wishes to be in a difficult position. But when you see those who are stronger than you, where they fell, it is a warning to you that if you are not careful, we will also bring you down even before you get to this level. Scripture said he wept. Look at the designation he gave this man. Oh, my father. My father. What did he call him? The chariot. Oh, my God. Of Israel. Look at what he called his father. The chariot of Israel and the... Excuse me. You may think that's pride. When this man received the mantle, was there a chariot? There was a chariot that appeared separating him and Elijah. Huh? Is this kind of ministry is an angelic backed ministry. These chariots are symbolic, or they are trying to tell you that this, the kind of angels that follow this man, they are warrior angels. These ones come with the intention to fight. These kind of angels can smite an entire army with blindness without moving. One man under the old covenant. Please, are you listening to me? And Jesus, our Lord, said, anyone before me is lower than you. So it's not really about Elisha. We are just using him to paint a picture. So that, you see, the Old Testament is very interesting because it helps you understand the weight of what God is saying in the New Testament. When God says, I love you, you may just say, I love you, I love you. You need to go and look at the stories in the Old Testament to understand the weight of when God says, I love you. When Jesus said, I have prayed for you. You need to understand, you may not understand God's forgiveness until you go to the Old Testament and read stories. That the first person to shed blood in the Bible was not man, it was God. When Adam sinned. That the idea of redemption was God's idea. That no man can meet the requirement to be saved. We have to be helped. This Elisha is spiritual signature were horses and chariots. Give me the next verse. Elisha said to him, take your bow and arrow. Say bow and arrow. Say take your bow and arrow. These are the sphere of your influence. I'm talking about your skills. Those things that you have been going to school, training, writing, public speaking, data analytics. Take your bow and arrows. And he took unto him bow and arrows. Next verse. And he said to the king of Israel, put your hand upon the bow. Come on, say prophetic act. Before he said, made this statement, in whose hand was that bull. The king was already holding it. Now the prophet said, put your hand upon the bow. What he was saying was, you know, you put the bow in a upright position, then you put your hand on it. Are we good? Do you know what that means? More or less, what he's saying to you is, lay your hands on this instrument. Do you know that scripturally, spiritually, whatever you lay your hands on, you have dominion over? So you may be in a particular area, in a particular industry, but your hands may not be on top. It may be beneath. Are you with me? Please, are you with me? I need to know I'm preaching to the right person. Do you understand what I'm saying? You may be in that office, but your influence is next to nothing. You are just there earning a salary, and your boss is there paying the salary. That's all you people do there. This man is saying, I'm about to leave you. I want to elevate you. Because when I go, you will not find a prophet like me. Please pay attention. This one is not, some of you say, this one is not, we are all one in Christ. I laugh. This one is called upgrade. You can get the same thing, just that it may take you 20 years. Sorry. What we want to do is to make it faster. Place your hand upon the bow, signifying establish your authority. We want to establish your authority in this industry today. You have been there. You are doing well. You are good. You are smart. People know. But today, we want to crown you. Come and say crown. We want to crown you as the authority, so that wherever you go, you will be received as a leader. So there is no enthronement that is first physical. It is first what? Spiritual. There is no door that opens first physically. It opens first in the spirit. And he put his hands upon it, and Elisha put his hands, man of God, please stretch your hands like this. No, the other way. So, something like this. Do you know occult people do this? They learned it from somewhere. Do you know that if they need to combine their powers, the 4, 5, 6 of them, they will come together, that is the strongest among them, we hold everybody's hands like this. They will, if there are 7 of them, they will pull their powers together against one person. So please, I want you to be looking at the brother in that scripture. A man with a double portion. A man that can enthrone a king and remove a king without asking God. He just did like this. But the bow was under your hand. Establishing that authority, making your authority legal. You have it, but it's not legal, because it has to be given. Power is given.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Give me that scripture.
Yes,
and put his hands upon the king's hand. Next verse. And he said, open the window. Eastward. We want to test this authority. The problem with many of you is that sometimes you stayed in God's presence, you waited on him, and God gave you an assurance that, okay, you have moved into this level, and you said amen, you didn't go out to test. Because you wonder, people will ask, by whose authority are you doing what you are doing? God told me, say it's mine. If you don't go out, you will not know the weight of what you have. If you chose to remain an employee, and not just build a career path or go into strategic thinking and leadership training, you start doing some kind of training because of what God said.
Yes, sir.
Not because you have the money.
Yes, sir.
See, when I save now, if I save now, by 26, ever planning. Do you know that the race of destiny, in the race of destiny, overtaking is allowed?
Yeah.
Abel was not wise. His blood was shed. He was spiritual, but he didn't know how to use his legs. Abel died prematurely, even though he was a man of God. Or is it not this life? Is it not this earth? People are born into this earth with battles. People come into this world with glorious destiny, but because of the family they were born into, they inherited battles. Some people came into this world with glorious destiny, but the friends they chose pulled them aside. Battles. People are born into families. They go into a place. They give them. They were serving food. Destinies were exchanged. Brothers take each other's destinies. The way Esau, the way Jacob snatched his brother's destinies. People are wicked to each other here. It is dangerous to be weak. It is dangerous to be weak. It is dangerous to be weak. It is not every handshake that you take. Sometimes God says, don't shake him. That king was anointed, but he was weak. And if this man dies, he's exposed. All those unbelieving nations will come after him. Please, are you here now? Say, open the window eastward. The word east is the representation of the spirit realm, supernatural realm. When you see the east in the Bible, the Muslims bow, they face the east. Buddhists face the east. There's something about the east that connects you to the planetary bodies. And he opened it. Then Elisha said, shoot! And he shot. And Elisha named that arrow. He gave that skill. He gave that ability. He gave that creativity a name. Say, from today, when you shoot your arrow, it will be what? The arrow of the Lord's deliverance. Before now, this was your arrow. But from today, come on, say from today. Say my arrow. I want you to praise. I say from today, my arrow, my skill. My God. Come on, say from today, my arrow, my skill, my certifications, my experience will be the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. That means as long as God is interested in your arrow, you keep moving forward. Are you hearing me now?
Yes, sir.
As long as God is interested in your arrow, is interested in your life, is interested in that skill, that thing that people look at, they don't like about you. As long as God is still interested, that arrow will be opening doors. Come on, say,
I believe.
And I receive.
It is activated.
Give me that scripture. He said, this is the arrow of the Lord's deliverance, and the arrow of deliverance from Syria. And thou shalt what? You shall smite the Syrians in Aphek, till thou hast consumed them. They've been fighting these guys. They've been battling with this face in the business. They've been battling with this ranges of just oscillating on one area in your career. And God said, this time, you will take them out completely. What was the word that was used there? He said, until you have consumed them, you will make the problem not exist. Because you are going to be operating at a higher level of wisdom. Your problem will just lose balance. It's amazing at how God could breathe upon the minds of certain people, even though they are not born again. And you are like, what? We have seen God do it with Christians, but unfortunately I have to make reference to Steve Jobs, whose wisdom throughout the whole world is the only wisdom that has transformed five Five sectors in his lifetime. Steve Jobs used to sit in front of his computer. You know those dot dot, those black screen on your computer, dot dot. When you turn on your computer way back, this black screen, I see dot dot dot. Why does this thing have to be so ugly? Somebody was only too happy, even as a computer in his house. Somebody else looked at the same computer and said, why is this thing like this? Can we make the fonts more attractive? Okay. Leave that one. Let's enjoy this breakthrough. Say no. Change the telecom industry. Change the computer industry. Change the way businesses are done online. Huh? The man is not here. It's difficult for the business to collapse. That guy is just like Cyrus. He wasn't saved, but God used him. How much more you? If let him that lacks wisdom ask. Have you asked? You see, based on our message in the first service, the request for wisdom falls in the first category. Because if you gain wisdom in the first category, you'll be able to make advancements when you get to the point of searching. You will know that this area of searching is not what I'm looking for. Sometimes you will know that some of the things you are looking for, if you keep searching, you waste time. Go ask to be school. It is only pride that has kept many people from their future. It's amazing that there are many things I don't know. It's a shock to me myself. I'm so ashamed to say that there are many things I don't know. I had a conversation with Tobey Chukwu a few months ago. We were talking about research. She now said, oh, Pastor, go and check this site. I did first degree, did masters. I've never heard of that website before. And yeah, I was boasting. Yeah, you know. Yeah. Like, shame will not allow me. I said, okay. But she's my friend. I cannot say, oh. It's okay to be ashamed in front of people you are close to. So, I was hearing that thing for the first time. I just told her, send it to me as a message so that sometimes you are just one person away. If you come to her and say, oh, I want to learn digital marketing, who needs to pursue who? But you are waiting for her to call you. I say, Alpha, can we have a quick meeting online? The one searching is the one that is searching, you know. The answer is where it is. You will search and keep searching until you find. Sometimes you start your search from with an open mind. You just start. You don't really know what you are looking for. And you keep searching until you get to Brother Pat. There was a day I brought my laptop to your house. Abby, it was the one schooling me. Say, Pastor, it's like this, it's like this. Some of the things he gave to me, I still don't know what to do with them. They are above my knowledge. But I have to say, yeah, sure, hallelujah, hallelujah. Men are doors. Some of those are your prayer point. Just be humble. Ask of, sir, let me look at this thing. They will tell you, do it like this. Do it. If you start saying, I'm a man of the spirit, you will fail. Because why it will take the spirit to download that thing? You still need to go and read some books on CCNA, CCMP. You would have, by that time, the whole thing has collapsed. Just go to the DevOps guys. Where is John? Or go to Shewa at the back and ask, okay, this thing here, look at it for me. It's okay to admit you don't know because we all need upgrade. If you're asking me to teach you, there are some things I know about tech I can teach you, but the best thing I can give you is anointing. That one, once I know you are deserving, it will flow. But that is I can teach you, but they may not really be my core area. But I know them by virtue of my inquisitiveness. So learn from the master. Give me that scripture. Next verse. And he said, take the arrows. He took them. This is the second time. And he said unto the king of Israel. And this is my area of emphasis. Yeah, let's see. Smite. What? Smite upon the ground. See this ground. This earth. There are treasures in this earth for you. One of the ways to engage with the earth is to take off your shoes. You take it off and stand before God. Say, Joshua, the ground upon which you are standing is now holy. Take off your shoes. It's a prophetic action. Making contact with the earth. When God appeared to Moses, Oga, take off your shoes. It doesn't make sense. But Moses left that place. The same rod he used for his sheep was what was referred to in that chapter as the rod of God. That thing that you have been using, hustling, struggling, God wants to touch it. When he touches it, the nature of that thing will change. The DNA of that thing, the internal structure will change. All of a sudden, that thing has an ability to produce results. If people ask you, how are you doing it? You can't tell them because they won't get it. So just be telling them, you know, you need to have a vision. You have to have a marketing team. That's what they can understand. If you tell them that the reason why you are prospering is because God told you, this is your mouth. Your mouth is your gift. Open your mouth. Let me touch your tongue. In a vision. When they say you are mad. But an angel touched Isaiah's tongue. And then his prophetic ministry took off. Do you know there's something about it that God may need to touch? Then your company, your business moves to autopilot. Your business will be riding on strange referrals. Somebody asked me to call. What is it? I can't even remember his name. That was 2 weeks ago. But I have your number. And they are ready now. They are ready now. Come on, say amen. Yeah. He looks like he can do it. Make him the team lead. Yeah? They didn't even ask you if you know how to do the work. We met. Okay, yeah. You made this comment in that. Oh, you can do it. That they didn't even ask you if you want the job. Somebody didn't catch it. Let me tell you, when the doors are closed against you, that's when you will think my age is the reason why I'm not getting a job. Sounds familiar? Oh, maybe because I spent so much time in this area, I forgot to learn this skill. So every other person that came for the interview also had this skill. My sister, the door is shut against you. It's not that one. I had a chat with somebody in the last 2 weeks, 2 weeks ago. And the person said to me, he said, I would like to come to your institute, take a program. I said, okay, why do you want to do that? He said, well, I got an offer and I'm not certified. I said, what? He said, I got an offer from the UK, no, Canada. And they told me, okay, we want to give the book. Go and quickly get certified. I said, you got this rule. You are not certified. He said, what did you tell them during the interview? The door has opened. Yeah. I said, the door has opened. Yeah. It's just like asking someone, how did you become a doctor? I say, I slept. The Lord touched my brain and I realized, Oga, you can't treat me. You can't treat me. Don't touch me. Oh. I saw a video online with some young Gen Z doctors in the operation, you know, theater, and they were dancing and operating somewhere. I say, I don't go sick again.
All these Gen Z doctors. Ha ha ha. Omo, where are they drink my agbo? I can't let Gen Z touch me. Give me my scripture. He said, take the arrows, and he took them, and he said unto the king of Israel, smite upon the ground. It's like saying, strike the ground. And the king struck the ground that many times. Now, this is where the issue is. Three is a good number. Unfortunately, your enemies, they are stronger than three. You don't, when you are taking prophetic steps and actions, you don't stop until there's something that resonates in your spirit. That was the man, this man was anointed, but he didn't know that. He didn't know. It was a sincere error that cost him. Please, are you with me? Do you know the Lord may say to you, when you are leaving this place, go and give so-so sister £300. Huh? And you procrastinate. That decision was in done obedience of about 10-20 minutes. That's all. The problem with prophetic decisions is that God will not tell you, oh yeah, go and do it now. The moment that thing comes, move. Because the scripture says the word of the king demands haste. I've caught people. Look, I know what to do with money. You understand? I know, for your information, I don't have any money currently. But I know what to do with money. All right? I can't even remember the last time I went and said, okay, let me buy myself a shirt or a pair of shoes. I can't remember. I can't. I don't know my shirt size. For me to buy, I have to check. I don't know it. That's how bad the situation is. But I could be walking and Lord say, that person there, the person has not done anything. Lord say, go and give her $300. All my savings. Say that one, give her phone. Like, but you know it's God. The person is not even like, ah, thank you, sir. Yeah, it's not like, ah, pastor, ah, just thank you, sir. Otom, you cannot even worship at my feet. There's nothing I tell you here that I don't do. If you say you're a pastor and you are not a giver, you are not going anywhere. You will be having the Bible verses, so, but you will not move. A pastor is not exempted from tithing. A pastor is not exempted from giving. The same way God has also decided not to stop giving to you. Come on, say amen. God has decided he will not stop helping you. So why are you withholding your hand of blessing? When you lack is the best time to give. When you don't have enough is the best time. I am telling you, go and write this thing down, practice it for 1 year. Obeying prophetic instruction is so significant. Because it's like God saying, I want to create a back door for you. But he will not tell you what he wants to do. He will only tell you, you do this. The prophet said to that, the emphasis of all this trenchy I told you is just to let you know, if God asks you to do something, please understand that thing could be of time essence. There's a time frame to it, and you have to be very careful. Don't, if you let your mind
get into the way. If God tells you, oh, go and take that new shirt you just bought, send it to this, or that shirt you have that's like maybe 45,000 and one shirt, go and give it to so person. Don't take like dry clean it. Make it presentable. Don't behave like a village person. Package the thing. Don't just say, God, make I give you. Any person is your friend. Wash the clothes. Get a dry cleaner. You know you don't know how to iron. Go and give a dry cleaner. Dry clean the thing. You know, parcel it. Say, ah, bless the person. Ah, thanks so. His thank you is not what you need. Your obedience is the most. You see, God many times is asking many of us to do this thing so that we can overcome greed. It's not because God cannot even bless us without it. But God has see the way this hand, this they are, you have to press it, pull it. The hand is, it has a default. See, the five angels will hold the hand. They turn it. Ah, kilo day, one hand. Eh? And you are not even blessed, because now the hand is steady. You can't hold blessing. You can't receive. You can't give. You can't. It's do like this. Oh yeah, try. Do like this. Say the thing is. Ah, you will not make it like this. Oh, you have to change. Say, Pastor, me, I need help. Ah, that is when you need to start giving. You start obeying. And don't wait for God to say do. You can read the scriptures and take a God position by faith. That 3 cups of rice in your house, take one, go and give it to your neighbor. The prophet said to that man, strike the ground, and the man struck. Did the prophet tell him to do it 3 times? No. Was it his fault? No. Unfortunately, the spirit realm did not see it that way. Give me the next verse. And the man of God was angry. Ah! Excuse me, if I was the one, damn me, and I said, strike the ground, and you do it 3 times. I just said, what's wrong with you now? You did it like 5 or 6 times. Doesn't that make sense? If I truly love you, I just say, no, do it again, 10 times. Abby, doesn't that make sense? The window of opportunity was just one. It was beyond the prophet. It was beyond the king. When God asks you to do something, give yourself to it. Don't say, okay. What was the crime of Ananias? They didn't give themselves to what they were doing. That's it. It's not because they didn't give. Probably what they gave was even more than what everybody gave combined. But they did it recklessly, and God was upset. The man of God was wrought with him. Give me that verse. And said, thou should have done it 5 or 6 times. Why that number? Because 5 activates grace. 5 activates grace. 5 is the number of grace. 5 is the number of the fivefold office. What we are giving to you, you are not working for it. It's a door of grace. You should have done it at least 5 times so that the grace of God can be activated. You've taken a step of faith, but you did not take it completely. 6 times, because 6 is the number of man. You'll be giving grace to rule in the realm of men. You know, the king didn't see it because he was already a king. He was already doing well, but there were battles in his life. And the prophet wanted to end those battles before dying. And the king restricted the prophet with his childishness. The least he could have said was, how many times? He could have asked, Father, how many times? That one would have said 6 times, 7 times. If I was the one, I'll do 15. Until the man said, I don't break my house now, it's okay. Sometimes when you are with prophets, you may not really realize this. You really don't have so much time and bandwidth. When Papa Devon came to, you know, okay, I believe we all know Papa Devon, right? Yes. Chris Devon. Most people know him as a music minister or a pastor or teacher.
But for me, I see him more as a prophet. I think he has evolved. If you see Papa Devon one-on-one, he's a prophet. He's not, he doesn't really call himself, but I can see the marks. Okay. I don't know how to explain this one, because if you need to be in the same room with him, just give him a chair. He will sit down. He will start talking, he will start playing with you. He will start entering your personal life. Like, it's not, I'm not sure he thinks he's a prophet though. But somewhere in my mind, I think he knows. He just begins to talk. And it could be like that for 3 hours. And he will not get tired. If you are in the company of such men, and I went there with you, the first thing I'll do is I'll disconnect from you. Because I need to get my own attitude right beside him. That king lost a once in a lifetime opportunity. If he likes, he should go to Harvard. He will never recover it that easy again. What the prophet wanted to do was to make him indestructible. The prophet knew he was going to die. I want to fortify you so that you will be indestructible. And the man failed because he could not ask simple questions, behaving as if he knew it. And the prophet didn't give him a second chance, because it was beyond the prophet. The prophet only did what God laid upon his heart. Let's see the implication. Give me that scripture. He said, thou should have smitten 5 or 6 times, then as thou smitten Syria, till thou hast consumed it. But now, you will only smite Syria 3 times. That means if somebody gives Syria the information, fight the 4th time, they'll win. And they will now clear you out. So, you know that kind of fight is vengeance. They will come and clear. They will father, mother, child. You see that tree? You know, you went to play away. Now, they will come to your home and clear. Can you see the implication of one man's childishness? In the spirit realm, it's good to ask questions. So, a prophet was being shown some things in the spirit realm. And the angel asked him, understandest what you are seeing? He said, how can I know except you explain to me? Simple question, simple answer. We operate in dimensions. See what you have caused. We are in the higher realms of authority. You are still speaking. This English is what will kill you eventually. See, when I read this kind of scriptures, I become very, like, there was nothing. That guy did not see that this meeting going this way. He came for a blessing. The guy was genuinely emotional. The guy wished his spiritual father could get well. They had a solid relationship. Unfortunately, except you see me when I'm taken away, you cannot take what I have. Elijah did not give Elisha two windows to explore. You are the last person that saw Elisha before he died. Elisha also wanted to transmit the same thing. Loba Fumbu. Please let me preach to your neighbor. You need to be spiritually smart. Sometimes it may be your wife, God will use to tell you this thing you want to do. Put your head inside very well. Don't be distracted. Sometimes it may be your friend. There was something I needed to do, and I went to Robin, but just asked me one question on the phone. Do you want to get it right? Do you want to play it big? And I said yes. He said, go and do this, go and do this, go and do this. That's nothing to do with being a pastor. Some of you don't have anybody you can even ask for advice. It's only you and Holy Spirit. You know, Holy Spirit is in China now. They are doing revival there. Sometimes you want to do something. Somebody will cut it. Say, hey, calm down. Don't take that step. No. You have one shot.
if you do it this way, there's a business decision we need to make. And I was speaking to my agent, and my agent said, Pastor, say for us to take this decision, we need X amount of dollars, and it's in thousands. Say, Pastor, if you are not ready, let's be doing other things first. I said, what do you mean? We start out by faith, we move, we go with the wind of the Spirit, we move us. Then the guy reminded him, say, Pastor, I'm also a pastor like you. So I'm also a pastor. I understand you. What I'm just telling is that after the wind has moved us, we will still need X amount of dollars to balance the movement. So before you play the spiritual card, I'm also one. I'm your brethren. So we are one. So just calm down. Don't need to start. This is a business meeting. Don't quote any Bible here. This is what you need to do. So I left it. I just closed it. I shut it down. So now I'm praying, Father, this money. Because now, the person that will help us say, we cannot move forward. But you went to tell the person, let's just start, you know. If I have $200, what do you think? You see the way even your destiny laughed. Many of us are not willing to pay the price. We want God to create division. God will run division. God will fund division. God will bring the seller. God will bring the buyer. God will now put the money in your hand. You are in the church praying. God went out to market, do everything, gave you money. Now say, my God is a good God. You better... Come on, say, my eyes are open. Prophetic actions. Let me give you a very simple prophetic action. The beautiful thing about prophetic action is that many of them can be taken in faith. Come on, say faith. That means you do not necessarily need to have a special revelation. You can trigger them by faith. Some people, they are like Alaba sellers. When they bring you a gift, after I collect the gift, go and wash your hand with sanitizer or soap. You see that money is infected with all kinds of things, both of heaven and earth. Because the money is not blessed. You see this one, half of the note is gone. This one is sellotape. This one, you don't, by the time you really can, but the one that is useful there is, you don't, so you have to use the money to buy fuel. So even though you brought a gift, then the Lord said to us, he said, if you brought your governor a gift of a goat with one eye. You know, God has a wonderful sense of humor. Because God said, forget about me. How do you think your governor will respond? He will flog you people out of that place. Say, but you brought me worse. So, excuse me, if you bring the Lord a live goat, is he going to eat it? But imagine how God now interprets your gesture. Go back to that scripture, and I hope somebody is hearing something. Next verse. And Elisha, no second chance. This is a spiritual son. So in case you think he's a wicked person, this is a spiritual son. But the prophet cannot go beyond the limits of grace allowed. There are men of God that I so much honor, I run away from them. Like I respect them, so I stay away. That's how much I honor. I don't want to be around them. Because I don't want to do something wrong. Like Pastor Devon, I don't want to do something wrong. fool. We must be very discerning people. In everything, oh. In everything. Be very discerning. Some people may be living in Papa Deva's house and they don't know the value of that. Even now, if I want Papa Devan to come to this church, it's the easiest thing. But I'll call my friend in Jos. I'll call him first and ask, how do we receive him? How do we receive him? Not just carry your Igbo Shere anointing. You go and create problem. The scripture says, when you go into the house of a king, put a knife to your throat. There is a lifestyle of the palace. There's a way people who live in the palace behave. You are not expected to finish that food in front of you. You are not even expected to be hungry. Say, no, free, please. You to now fair, you now became free. Oh my. They said, I should free that. No, we don't want anything to waste. And you believed. you are feeling me. It's like you know something I don't know. Yeah, maybe I should give you the mic. I'm emphasizing all this thing because some of you are about to take a major shift too. You know, we started from the first set. Some of you are about to take a major shift and it will happen quickly, yeah. Suddenly. Like you just find yourself there. So, this is like a tutorial for you. Because you'll be the first in your family to be at that level. Yeah. Go and begin to study how princes behave in the palace. Do you know that if we have to go out and eat public, I have to ask my wife again, sorry, what hand do I would use it for my fork and the, I don't know. Or rather, I always forget. Let me just, and what was this? Just pray on the food and do what you have to do. But the palace, we reject you. They will not. Like, where is this man from? I was invited for a Lord dinner. They gave me fake, gave me all those things. Like, they didn't give me water to wash my hand. It was pounded jam. That I should use the fake. To say, who does this? I tried to talk. They said, no, this is the way we do it here. We're all lawyers. Late in the night, I just changed my seat. I moved to another location where there was a bit of darkness. Open the mouth, wash my hand. I'm not serious. Many years ago. That's the old me. So that's it. Don't go and say, Pastor said, that was this person I'm talking about like 25 years ago. Don't go and copy that, you know. But that's what I did. Then after the thing, they said, we should come to the floor and dance. I see a man of God like me. I just say I'm coming. I went outside. I started trekking. 12 midnight, I left the party. There's a manner of the palace. And don't wait. Nobody will tell Joseph, it's tomorrow you'll be free. Yeah, we are releasing you tomorrow. These are when you get to the king. Bow. Nobody will tell you all those things. But when they sent for Joseph, what was the first thing he said? He said, I want to shave. Don't, and you must shave Egypt style. If you see me in Dubai now to sign one thing, I will wear the traditional Dubai whatever. Say, hey, Pastor, stay there. You are going to UBA to make a presentation and you are not wearing white and red. What's your problem? Are your people following you here? Eh? Or we are going to Zenith Bank. Some of those little things. So little. You are going for an interview. Did you go online to ask, sorry, what are their colors? They will still teach you that one inside Scrum. They will teach you that one in CCNA. the color. Eh? They say manna of the palace. When you get to the office on Monday, don't just laugh. Ah! Somebody is something that's funny. Just laugh. Ah! Just laugh a little. Like I was, you are not smiling today. And you are practicing palace. Hallelujah. So when you get home today, take a moment. Sit quietly before the Lord. All the Lord might require you to do is to take prophetic steps. Like Joshua, walk around this city. Huh? 7 times. Excuse me. Was it Joshua and his army that pushed down that wall? It was the angel of the Lord, it was the Lord. So what exactly did God need that exercise for? Does it even make sense? Please talk to me now. They only shouted. Was it their shout that brought that place down? It doesn't make sense. Because God is not wise according to men.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So if the Lord tells you, wake up 12 midnight and dance before me. Oh, you will struggle to sleep. Oh. That's the time to say, we've done it before. God never led Moses, his mentor, in that way. Yet the Lord told him, do you want to take the city by labor or by favor? Choose. Labor or favor? Please, what's your choice? Okay, march around the city. Question, do you even have the energy? Egg roll, bones, shawarma, cholesterol level. What else do we like?
Pepsi.
One bottle per day. Huh? See, I cannot sleep. I must take cocoa. Ah, Pastor, you don't know me. You cannot work out. If you pay 25,000 in gym, nobody will hear word. Because I know all those people in that WhatsApp group that will never go to the gym. I went to one gym. They say it's 18,000. I say, for what? I say, what are we doing here? I say, on top of you, we'll be playing secular music on my head, poisoning my spirit. They say, no, that's just the registration, no. This was before COVID. I say, hey, till the customer. You have not found customer. Me that I can track this whole place. I should come and give you 18,000. They say, come and see our facility. Come and listen. I say, I'll come back. Until I was on people who are paying. And then I realized I made a fool of myself. So people are using 30,000 to register. That's what they said. They're always taking selfies and doing video. Is this the amount they've paid? It won't make any sense. Not to show off. Oh, I'm bad. Say this. It's a lie. They are just trying to justify the fact that they spent 30,000 to Konida. It won't be so good that you are the only one that knows what you did. See, 50. Hello, please. But that was the old meal. Huh? I can go to the gym now because I realize the times are already around me. Huh? Where I need to be fit to stand for 6 hours making presentation, no break. If you are not fit, you can't stand. People say, oh, are you sure you're okay, sir? The guy is not fit. You can't use slippers, bedroom slippers, to be doing workout again. Palm slippers. Say you are walking out. You now throw. Stop at your friend's house. Say, I'm just passing. Say, I should greet you. Are you walking out or are you greeting people?
Come on, see, all things have passed away. I know what's doing you. The cost of your training shoes, 30,000, that's what it's doing you. Don't worry, God will provide. There's a lifestyle of the palace. There are certain things nobody will tell. Nobody will tell Joseph, shave. Nobody will tell Joseph, request for change of clothes. He could have gone there in his prison clothes and they'll just say, okay, release him, let him go to his country. But the way he came, he didn't come into the palace like a prisoner. Think now. When they tell you, hurry, hurry, say, no, don't rush me. Give me 10 minutes. Use your makeup. You have just one shot. The way they see you first is the way they'll be seeing you.
Yes, sir.
Don't start that whole thing. Oh, may I believe my natural faith? God will help you. But for this deal we are pursuing now, please, just to your Lord, use your makeup, wear your earrings. Just look fine, Joe. Look fine. Because it is God that sees the heart. Men look at the outside. You didn't hear me. It's God that looks at the heart. Nobody can see your heart. Men look at outside, what they see on the outside. They are not God. Say, if, when I do it now, you know I can do the work. I don't know if you can do the work. I'm only seeing the person in front of you. The Lord can tell you to start doing certain things. You may not even have the budget for it. Take a step of faith. Prophetic act. Act on the prophecy. Act on the word you have received so far. Don't wait for a complete prophecy. The one you receive, take a baby step. Then you see the doors opening. Say, Pastor, I'm still waiting. Where do you say you are from again? You are waiting. The one God told you, what did you do about it? Take the baby step for Christ's sake. Yeah, Pastor, don't pray again. Don't pray. Bring your prophecy book. Don't pray. Let's look at, have you done this one? Many of you will be shocked if you open your book, what is there? Our faith without works is dead. I called my brother, I said, let's have a meeting. This is what I'm observing, the AI industry. Because I'm afraid. One day I will come and become the pastor of this church. Let me know my future. Should I continue this work or should I look for another one? And he started counseling me. Prophetic acts are very crazy ways to take the city and not fire one bow, one arrow. Just by paying attention to what God has laid on your heart. And believe me, whether God tells you to march around the city 7 times, and you know on the 7th day they went 7 times. 7 times 7. 49. Right? 49 times. Because the first ingredient to enhance your destiny, the impact of your destiny, is discipline. The first ingredient that will enhance the capacity of your destiny is what? Discipline. It's not a gift. You have to work on it. So as you go into the week, prepare for a shift. I say prepare for a shift. Prepare for good news.
Amen.
Prepare for good news.
Amen.
They will send for you from a far country.
Amen.
Somebody did not receive it.
Amen.
Let me say it again. They will send for you.
Amen.
From a far country.
Amen.
They will be like the men of Macedonia.
Amen.
They will beg you.
Amen.
Come and help us.
Amen.
Come now.
Amen.
We need you.
Amen.
The event that change people's lives are like that. They are not calculated most of the time. Just one introduction and they will say, come now. Come now. And that day, there will be no other person on ground. There could be other people who can do better than you, but that day they will not be around. So they will choose you.
Amen.
Rise on your feet. Say after me, I have entered
into a realm,
into the realm
of unlimited
breakthroughs. I have entered
into the realm
of unlimited.
Come on, say unlimited
breakthroughs.
Say it one more time.
I have entered.
Now, as we are saying the third one,
I want you to see all the price points, all the touch points,
everywhere you have met with resistance.
You see,
I
said something prophetically now.
I said the day you will be chosen,
there will be no other person on ground.
They will be fine with you.
There will be no interview.
They just give you your seat,
so you are start.
Some of you are working so hard.
God wants to open the
thresholds of
the world,
global currencies
of this world to you.
Your
clients are coming from afar.
I say
your clients are coming from
afar.
I say your
clients are, can you see them?
I said they are coming from
afar.
You may not look
like it today.
They will be the one to
look for you.
That
amen is weak.
We are
in full recovery
mode.
Receive help
from above.
Receive help
from above.
Receive
help from above.
The Bible says,
and the Lord restored
to Job
all
that he had lost.
God gave
him more than he lost.
People
gave up on him,
but God was not
done.
Listen to me,
the only thing that can
happen now that
will be such a pain
is for you to give up.
I said to
you in the first service,
the current
version of you must die
for the
version that God is
looking at to come out.
That
version that is a
prince,
a father to
Pharaoh,
that one,
something
about you must give
way for that man
to emerge.
And in
this season, that will happen.
Amen.
Jesus
went into the
wilderness as the
son of Mary.
But when
he came as the
son of man.
Heavily
anointed,
his words
filled with power.
That is your
story.
Amen.
I said, that is
your story. Amen.
Now, I
pray for all of you
who have businesses
here.
In the
name of Jesus,
let
the angels of the
Lord begin to work
on your behalf. Amen.
Bringing
strategic
clients to you,
new
clients to you,
people
that will appreciate the
value of your work.
Come on, say
louder amen.
Come on, say
louder amen.
Come on, say
louder amen.
You will no
longer have one client.
I say
you will no longer have
one client.
Your
clients will be the
ones referring you.
Come on, say
louder amen. Amen.
Some of you
don't understand. I said
we are in full
recovery mode. Amen.
God wants
to bring back everything
that
you have lost.
The
day they will refer you,
there will be no other
person on ground.
There
will be no competition.
Amen.
Receive it now.
Amen.
Receive it now.
There's
somebody here.
The Lord said he's
going to give you a school.
School,
like your own
school. You're going to
start your school.
For
young children. Is there
anybody here trusting God
to start a school?
You want to
start a school?
Who else?
Who else?
Come. Let me
pray for you.
I saw the
Lord say he's going to
give somebody a
school here.
Lamo
Suparadia.
Let these
words be confirmed.
Receive
power
to make
it so.
Receive
power
to make it
so.
Receive power
to make
it so.
In the
name of Jesus,
receive
power
to make it
so.
Receive
the anointing
to make
it so.
In the
name of Jesus,
my sister,
receive power
to make
it so.
Every
hindrance out.
In the name of Jesus, the doors are open. In Jesus' name. If you are struggling in your business, raise your hands. Raise your hands. If you are struggling in your business, raise your hands. We are in full recovery mode. Raise your hands. Saketaya, Matehapuya, Zahitaye, Luprasianda, Poshila. The embargo is lifted. 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 Now, those of you that I just prayed for, I don't know the kind of business you do, but go and take a token of that that business. If, for instance, you make food, go and give somebody that. Don't bring it to me. Prepare a gift. Go and be a blessing to somebody. Just tell them you want to bless them. Give them some food. If it's if you make beads, make something, go and bless somebody with it. You don't have to tell them anything, just be a blessing to them. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. For those of you that need a career jump, like you have been on one level for too long, and it's time to take a major leap. I said major leap. Huh? A major leap. My prayer to God is that every one of you here will begin to earn in dollars. It is a small thing for the Lord. Yeah. Tina, it is a small thing for the Lord. It is a small thing for the Lord. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh no. I wish somebody heard me now. It is a small thing for the Lord. It is a small thing for the Lord. Lift up your hands. For those of you who are walking, in the name of Jesus Christ, I open global opportunities. In the name of Jesus, you begin to get multiple remote roles. I feel the anointing right now. Something is happening. I feel the anointing in my left hand right now. Something is happening. Something is happening. Receive it in the name of Jesus. It's resting upon you now. It's coming upon you now. It's coming upon you now. You will no longer be unproductive. In the name of Jesus. There's a particular person here. Every time that you are in a critical season, maybe you want to maybe go for an interview, or you are in a strategic phase in your career, something happens to you. It's either you fall sick, or something happens, you become depressed, and it affects your performance when you go for that presentation or you go for that interview. But today, wherever you are, that embargo is lifted. It's not normal. Don't say it is normal. You have a presentation tomorrow. You are suddenly having a running stomach today. You are suddenly feeling feverish. The devil is a liar. Listen to me, that embargo is lifted. For those of you that have visa applications hanging somewhere, it is approved. It is approved. It is approved.